97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Representatives sing after bravely facing a brief battle with cancer. Dolly departed her earthly life at the Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center, surrounded by loved ones.
Hey, girl. Jimmy Failla in the house from Fox Across America.
All right, Jimmy Failla. Boy, this sad news about Dolly Parton is kind of dominating all of the news coverage and headlines today, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavy for me because, as you know, I wear a lot of rhinestones and I also have big breasts. So, tough. I really identify.
That's hilarious. Did you ever run across her in your career?
Yeah, she was here at Fox to do Fox and Friends. I didn't get to meet her. I got to see her, but I performed at the Grand Ole Opry. I did stand up at the Opry. And that's heavy, man, because there's a circle, you know, where like she stood or Johnny Cash stood, you know, and it's very humbling to know these people showed up with like actual talents and songs that impacted the world. And I have a bunch of jokes about my junk and some crazy thing I saw in a taxi. You don't quite feel qualified, but I was dressed like them.
No. Yeah. There you go. I wondered about that because, you know, so many people have talked about their interactions with her over the years and just what a down-to-earth person she was and completely played into the dumb blonde thing. And there was just none of that there. She was a brilliant business person as well, apparently.
What's great is if you guys want to watch something funny, there's an interview with her and Barbara Walters from 1977 where Barbara Walters is clearly trying to talk down to her and doesn't understand, because a lot of these elite liberal women in the media couldn't fathom that this country girl from Tennessee who grew up in a log cabin with 11 siblings dead broke was actually more impactful, iconic, and sharp than any of them were. I mean, she made, you know, people say $450 to $600 million, gave another $500 million of it to charity, but she was obviously behind it all, razor smart, you know, and she had a very good understanding of what she meant to people. You know, and, you know, a lot, again, Barbara Walters, iconic in her own right as a journalist, but there's no comparison between her and Dolly Parton, you know, and she learned that the hard way. If you go watch the interview, it's on Twitter and it's in YouTube. It's 1977. And she's like, what do you say to people who think you're just a hillbilly, you know, trying to reduce? And she's like, well, I am. That's what I come from. You know, but I'm just the best version of it. You know,
yeah,
she says,
yeah,
like, we're not educated. We have horse sense, and horse sense got her $600 million. So I'll take that over your Harvard degree any day of the week.
I would guess. I wondered what size her estate must have been by this point. I mean, she had more number one hits than anybody else ever in country music, or females anyway in country music.
Yup. And, of course, Dollywood. And, you know, she had her, you know, charity about the reading. And, you know, she'd forget movies and the Hannah Montana stuff. I mean, she was in so many different things, but she really was like the fabric of America. Like, I don't know that there's a more iconic name that was alive than Dolly Parton. And I don't know that there is one now, you know, because anybody that famous is not somebody we agree on. Meaning everybody on earth knows who Donald Trump is, but you're not going to have that universal buy-in like you do with Dolly.
Yep, very true. You know, I have to ask if you were in the building when Jesse Waters interviewed Abdul Al-Sayed the other day and he asked about his circumcision. I mean, I think the guy had to lose points in Michigan over that one.
Yeah, I mean, I know. We've been watching all these video seminars every spring about how you're not supposed to talk about anyone's genitalia at work. Now Al-Sayed, I'm going to have to go to another friggin' seminar because of this guy. And, yeah, that was something. And I love how he tried to conflate circumcision with gender reassignment surgery. I'm like, the thing about circumcision is you still have it at the end of the surgery. as opposed to the other thing, you know? Not good. But that was some wild interview. And, yeah, there's, you know, he's not connecting with serious people. None of the socialists are. It's a manufactured momentum. We have fun talking about it. But the reality is they can't defend or explain their policies because there is no substance to any of this stuff. Tax the rich. Why? You know what I mean? And then what do you do with the money? You know, it's all crazy. So I love the interview, though. I'm glad they did it. I hope they do it again. because it is still good to talk across the aisle, especially if you're on our side, because you come off like the sane person.
Yeah, it took some political guts for Al-Sayed to do that. To be honest with you, I mean, I thought Jesse handled it very well, but I mean, the guy clearly, people could hear him evading the answers, and I don't think it played very well for him. Hey, I have a question. What are you going to do when you can't get your maple syrup anymore because of our problems with Canada and the trade war?
Listen, I still have some connections in Vermont. Don't forget, I have an affiliate up there. I want to get some black market syrup. I mean, you know, I'm sure you saw this. Canada's not cut out for any type of war because yesterday, as you saw at the press conference, they opened with a stolen land acknowledgement. Okay, that's not a serious group of people when you're doing that type of performative stupidity. That means you're too woke for your own good. So I think Trump should just call Canada a bunch of racists for no good reason. Just say it, because they don't know what to do in the face of such things, and they'll just give us stuff. It's so funny.
I heard somebody say this morning that basically what Carney's doing is playing for the midterms. He's hoping he might influence the outcome of the election. And I'm like, for most people, if the mainstream media didn't report on this story and we quit trading with Canada tomorrow, nobody would know it.
No, they don't care. That's the point. Is Jay Carney probably has too many friends at MSNBC. But what they don't understand, and it's the reason Abdul Al-Sayed was on Fox. There are more Democrats watching Fox that hate watching. There are more independents watching it that just want to know what the fuss is about. You know, we're having a real conversation. Those other channels are just pretending and telling you, you know, oh, yeah, no, the socialists got all the heat right now. I mean, yes, they're burning money, but they don't have actual heat and connection with people.
It's crazy. Jimmy, we'll be listening today, my friend, and watching the Fox News Saturday night. Thank you.
Let's get him. See you, Mark.
Great having you on, Jimmy Failla, the great Jimmy Failla, a host of a Fox Across America that you hear every day from 6 to 7 right here on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, the question of the Canada tariffs. I've been talking about it all morning. What's really behind it? What impact does it really have on the U.S. economy? We'll talk to Taylor Riggs, co-host of the Big Money Show on Fox Business when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.